over the recent years, it's died off a little bit. So we're having a big push at the moment to try and get some new people into it. And that's from all abilities as well. So, I mean, I'm an ex-gymnast. I've got another two ex-gymnasts. But we've also got people who've never dived before, never done gymnastics before, and no background of that type of thing. And they've come in and they've literally been like, I can't do that. I'm never going to be able to do that. Within 2-3 days, they're somersaulting safely. You know, everything's under control. It's going really well, but we are still looking for more and more people to join.
So how did you then get into diving?
I got into it because, like I said, I was an ex-gymnast, and then at basic training, the PTI that took me through basic, she was a diver on this team, and she said that do I fancy giving it a go? I pretty much give anything a go.
So how much training do you have to do then throughout the year for diving?
We meet up 2 or 3 times a year, and each time we meet up, it's usually for a week or 2 weeks. This time it's 2 weeks. We've got a week in October, and then we've got two weeks again. I think about February time next year.
So it's not too much of a commitment, because someone might be thinking, oh, I'm going to have to do a lot of training then. So it's not too much of a commitment through the year?
No, not at all. I mean, we obviously suggest that, you know, we can find local diving clubs if people want to carry on in their own spare time, but there's no real need to as such. I mean, the things that we do down here on the camps are unbelievable, so...
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about the training camps, because you mentioned you're going on these training camps. What do you do?
Yeah, basically it's not just let's get into the pool and trial and error off the diving board. It's not that at all. Like I say, it is very safe. We've got coaches. We don't just go in the diving pools either. We use the RAPT school as well, and we do strength and conditioning a little bit there just to help us along. And then also we use Gravity Force in Guildford, and that's just a place full of trampolines, where we learn how to somersault safely into foam pits. And then also we go to Southampton and we dive for a couple of days there, where we've got Olympic level coaches that can take us from any level. So if you're a bit higher, or if you're a bit, or if you're a novice, they'll build you up. And also they have bubbles in the pool, so if you're worried about a dive and it goes slightly wrong, then it's like landing on a bunch of pillows rather than slapping your face on water.
Yeah, you can do see that, don't you? Slapping the water, yeah. Red marks and everything.
That's what
you?
Everyone looks for, isn't it?
Oh, that's good then. So good training camps, building you up for competitions. So tell us a little bit about what type of competitions do you get involved with through the year?
Well, we always do the, obviously, Army Championships, the inter-services, and then the tri-services. And then also we're looking next year to possibly going over to America to dive against the American Army at West Point. And then also we sometimes take part in civilian competitions in like the Masters, which is abroad sometimes, so people have been over to Amsterdam. And then also there's the Masters in the UK as well that we can take part in, but that's all if you want to, you know, you don't have to, just to join.
Wow, sounds like some amazing opportunities. And this weekend is the big one, isn't it, of the year, inter-services.
Yeah, it's quite a big one because we have the swimming, the diving and the water polo. There's a lot of spirit going on there and rivalry, and yeah, we seem to have won it for the last few years, so let's try and keep that going.
Who's the host of it this year?
It's the Navy, so it'll be down in Portsmouth.
Fantastic. How do you feel you're going to do personally and the Army team as a whole?
Like I said, the preparation has been really going really well, and yeah, I think we've got a really good chance this year to continue that winning streak.
Well, let's hope the Army do it then. As I'm in the home of the British Army, we've got to say that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what are your hopes for diving career yourself? Do you want to just sort of concentrate on the Army? Do you want to try and get further afield?
I mean, as far as diving goes, I started. I've never dived until I started, and each year I just try and improve. And I just come to this. I don't go to any diving clubs outside of this due to work commitments and everything else. I understand everyone else will be in the same position, but I mean, the things that we're doing now is like 3.5 somersaults off 3 meter springboard, 2.5 somersaults off 5 meter platform, handstand somersaults 5 meter platform. We've really pushed up the level. I think higher than a lot recent years, you know, and the novices seem to really gain off that as well, because they want to be up there with that type of level, and they push themselves and they really enjoy it, and it's going well.